Testing? Testing? This is Maya, security detail. You all know me. Wait, let's make sure all the security officers are comm-linked. Yep, that's us. You all know the rules. There are two teams and two flags. We have 3 hours to get the other team's flag. Anyone tagged is put in the brig until a flag is captured, or the 3 hours runs out. Got it? I'm sure you all do. And folks, remember, no broken bones like last time. I ticked the captain off and nearly got a couple of you shipped back to the Earth. We start in 10. Over and out. Maya here. We're getting bored a week after receiving the transmission from the aliens. The captain and his team aren't sharing anything with the rest of the crew. Chandler and Bella are trying to decipher our hacked copy of the message, but haven't gotten anywhere. I'm about to lose my mind just floating above the moon with the aliens not doing anything and us twiddling our thumbs. So thus, capture the flag. And this time, it's mine!
Hey, Dr. Keaton. How's life in the infirmary these days?
Dull, plus a little dull. Is this one of your relations officer visits? Because I'm doing just fine.
Except you're a lonely man, doctor.
Now you're an amateur psychologist.
I have a certification in psychology.
From where? Nope, don't tell me, Silva. Because then you'd think I was interested. What's up?
I hurt myself last week going down the shaft of the main computer.
How?
I bunged up my knee.
A bruise heals over time.
That's what I thought, too, but I'm still limping along.
Alright, show me. Hop up on the table.
See what I mean?
It's black, Silva. Why did you wait a week to see me?
Like I said, I thought it was a bruise.
Hold still.
Is it bad?
Give the scanner half a second to... Oh, wow.
That does not sound good.
You chipped your kneecap. How in the world did you do that?
I told you.
It was rhetorical.
Boy, you're sure grumpy today.
I apologize. I haven't been sleeping very well since we downloaded the alien's message.
Same here. Any word from Bella or Chandler?
Not yet, and they said don't bother them.
Yeah, I know. They aren't even answering their comms. So what about the knee?
Not a problem, I just need a local.
Ow!
Oh, you didn't feel that. Get tough.
I am tough. Come on.
I'm going to inject some fusing gel into your knee. It'll bond with the chip and harden in a day or two.
Are you sure you don't want to put me under?
No. And done.
What? Hey, ow!
It did not hurt. Stay off that knee for as much as you can for the rest of the day so that the gel can bond with the bone.
I'll do that.
I know you can. Some around here say it's one of your best talents.
Who says that?
No one move.
Maya!
I'm in the middle of a surgery here.
I don't care if you're cutting out her spleen. Is it here?
Is what here?
What, pray tell, are you talking about?
I said do not move, doctor. That means stay put.
Is that thing loaded?
Is it here?
Maya, be reasonable.
I will tag you and throw you in the brig.
Oh, no.
Not again. Please, no, Maya.
I like a lot of games, but capture the flag is not one of them.
Especially the way security plays. I worked on lacerations and broken bones for 4 days.
You aren't answering my questions. Is the flag here?
Take a look for yourself. And just so you know, I'm not patching anyone up this time.
You'll do what's required, doctor. You took an oath.
That's right, but not to help the idiotic. Now, get out of here so I can treat this patient.
Maya, there are other ways to interact with your fellow security officers.
Yeah, but your ideas don't work with us.
I take offense to that.
We aren't the type to play bingo.
That was a good idea.
Give me the flag now or I tag you both and send you to the brig.
It isn't here. Now get out before I call a real security person and have you removed.
It's not here. If either one of you turn collaborator, be ready to get tagged in the worst way possible. See you later.
Lunacy, pure and simple.
Wow, does she love you.
Silva, do not.
But she...
Do not. I can handle my own romantic entanglements without any help from you.
All right, but don't you come to me when...
I won't.
She could.
I won't. Do you want this knee repaired or not?
Suit yourself.
Lunatics, all of you.
I cannot discern enough patterns to get an idea of what the language is meant to be saying.
No joke. This is getting exhausting. In between our shifts, trying to decipher this isn't enough time.
You're too impatient.
Yes, I am.
I don't have to worry about that anymore.
So you say.
There isn't any communication with the bridge on this.
Yeah, the captain and his inner circle are keeping quiet about it. This is getting frustrating.
It shouldn't be. The aliens didn't give us a way to translate the message.
We're assuming.
I know that much.
How?
I have linked into the computer mainframe to see.
Why, Bella, how roguish of you.
I would not say so.
I would.
I sense the tonal urgency in it.
That could be deceiving.
Of course.
What are we doing?
Don't get angry. It is merely a problem to work through.
The question is how?
We have nothing to draw from any Earth dialects to assist.
No, we don't.
The difficulty is listening to it over and over again.
You're right. It's about to drive me nuts.
I remember that feeling when I was fully human.
That's it!
What?
You're right. Naturally, we're only going off of oral information.
That was the source of the message.
We need something visual.
Oh, I see. Pictorial representations of the sounds. Ingenious.
Possibly. It's only an idea.
The first thing to do is run it through an equalizer and get a visual reading from that.
That I can do. Buckle up and let's see what happens.
I cannot believe I got myself mixed up in this stupid game. I have plants to fertilize. Shoot. It's one of them now. The last thing I want is to let someone get this stupid flag, or I'll never hear the end of it. I can't hide here forever. Someone will see me and know what's going on. I need someone devious enough to put on an act. Silva, perfect.
Maya, you're back.
I am.
I told you I have things to do.
I don't see Silva.
She's done and needed to go help Fresco.
That's fine, you'll do.
For what?
Put your hands up, Doctor.
Maya, come on.
You're my hostage now. Put your hands up.
How does having a hostage work in Capture the Flag, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know, but the other side, the green side, took two of my men.
And what side are you? Blue? Red?
White.
How puritanical of you. So I'm being held hostage for what?
For the return of my men.
Is that an even trade, you think?
Enough of this! I want their flag! Get a move on, Doctor.
This has reached the point of being ridiculous, Maya.
I'm not playing around. I mean, I am, because it's Capture the Flag. But I'm not because I don't lose.
You mean you don't like losing?
No, I do not lose. Period. Now move it.
This is going to go into a report, just so you know.
Good.
Over here. Stay quiet.
What is going on, Fresco?
I'm watching the flag.
You've got to be joking me. Which side?
The green side.
Is that the one Maya's on?
No, absolutely not. Stay down.
That's their flag? It's itty bitty.
Yeah, they make it harder each time they play.
Why are you doing this?
They're paying me.
No, they're not.
They are.
How much?
500.
Credits? You don't have anywhere to spend it on this ship.
I know that, but my mother back home needs the money.
Let me guess, a little blue-haired woman who lives on a farm somewhere.
She doesn't have any hair. Everything else is spot on.
No hair?
She just got finished with cancer treatment.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
She needs money to keep the farm running.
Okay, count me in. We're guarding this flag for a noble cause. Fresco, I'm not the farm girl type. What are we hiding in?
Sweet corn! You don't know what sweet corn is when you see it?
I don't know a plant from a tree from a bush.
You poor girl. That would be my social relations you.
Excuse me?
To teach you what's what here in the agricultural section of the ship.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
And educational. I can't believe you don't know anything about plants.
I was raised in New Chicago.
That explains a lot.
Thanks. Hold on, I see a couple of them coming this way.
Yep, don't move. Don't even breathe. And stay low.
I can do all of those things.
Close.
Very.
They may come back through, though.
How am I helping again?
By keeping me company,
That's how. This may take hours for them to finish playing.
Just great.
I know, but 500 is 500.
And how much of that do I get?
None of it. Mom does.
Right. Dear old mom.
What do you think?
Pictorial audio wave representation. I like it. A few of the sounds peak at the same level.
Two of them are the same.
Are you sure?
My sensors say yes. That's one sound repeated.
Good. That's actually getting closer to translating this thing.
We should gain access to the ship's artificial intelligence unit.
There's no way we can do that, Bella. We barely access the computer brain of the ship. The AI is military.
Only an idea.
I wish we could. But even the captain has limited access to it.
Only an idea.
You're expressing the human emotion of disappointment.
Something I wish I could eliminate with my neurobiotics.
Some things can't be taken out of you with surgery. Your humanity will be with you always.
Not all of it, thankfully.
Why? I never asked.
Don't. I do not want to share.
I assume more disappointment.
More than I could ever handle. If I did not commit to the neurobiotic surgery, I would have died. That was the path I was on.
Not even a hint.
No. Please, Chandler.
Hey, I'm a communications officer. I understand your message loud and clear.
Question.
Shoot.
A rose was left on my doorstep the day the alien's message was sent. Was that you?
Yes.
I see.
A gesture. A compliment.
I did not experience disappointment.
Really?
Yes.
That's good.
Charting the wavelengths is not enough. It shows a pattern.
It's marking the sounds, though. There are several sounds that are similar and quite a few that are identical.
Like the E or T.
We're assuming their language is run like ours by using an alphabet.
True. It could be pictorial.
Similar to glyphs.
Try translate.
The software program? Really?
Only a suggestion.
Done.
It cannot decipher the language's word order typology.
Meaning it's not similar enough to anything on Earth. It was worth a shot.
It is rather musical if it is their true language and not a code they've constructed.
You're right. It is.
Silva is a classically trained pianist.
She is? I didn't know that. Get her on the comm.
This is pure insanity.
We are going to get their flag.
You security nuts need to get out more.
Where, Doctor?
Good point. Now where?
The exchange point.
I'm being exchanged for other hostages?
Yeah. Do you feel important yet?
I'm peeved, Maya.
Tough. This is good for the security officers.
In case...
The aliens attack. Now get moving.
No! I refuse to play.
You can't do that.
I just did.
I said get a move on!
This is capture the flag. Not war, Maya. I was only humoring you and your gun.
You don't think I'll use this?
On a shipmate? You are out of your mind.
Not if I deem the shipmate an imminent threat.
Oh, come on. Ow! You shot me!
I tased you, and only slightly.
You heathen!
I said move!
No way.
Want any more shock treatment, Doctor?
Moving, moving! See? I'm moving, you complete nut.
I don't think I should have agreed to play this go-round. Now they're kidnapping, exchanging hostages, and I'm back to talking myself in the corn. I almost wish the aliens would do something nutty to give us something to focus on besides capture the flag. Silva takes off and leaves me here. Oh, come on. Really? Don't look at me that way. I don't have it. I don't.
Musical patterns. Yeah. Play it again.
We have tried creating graphs, visuals of the wavelengths.
But it's musical. Don't you think, Silva?
It does have certain tones to it, yes.
Can you copy that?
How? On this keyboard?
I was hoping so. Do you think you can?
I can sure give it a try. Play it again.
It almost has a melody to it.
I'm not sure about that middle section.
Here, listen close.
Okay.
That's really close, Silva.
I think that's it.
Awesome! Way to go, Silva!
Thanks. Question.
Yes?
You're assuming a lot about the aliens, aren't you?
How so?
Their language, if it is a language, could mean anything under the sun.
That's what we're trying to figure out here.
I get that.
But?
With any communication system, you need a key to translate.
That is correct. Letters, sounds, numbers.
Yes, that's my point. Researchers didn't know how to decipher hieroglyphs until the Rosetta Stone was found with three languages all saying the same thing.
You're saying we don't have a key?
You don't. Convert it to visuals, make music of it, or whatever, but without a key of some kind.
We can't translate it.
One word, Chandler, would help. Or a symbol, or even a gesture. But we have yet to even see what the aliens look like.
You're bringing me down over here, Silva.
She is speaking the truth. How do you know about this?
I studied linguistics for several years before I got into other fields of study.
You're right. We don't even know what grammar rules they follow in their language.
If any.
This is so depressing.
How so?
We've been working on this for nothing.
I disagree. We are using our abilities to solve a problem.
Instead of chasing each other on the ship playing capture the flag.
But we don't have any anthropological data on the aliens to even know where to begin.
If it's tonal, you have a recording of the keyboard. Notes could mean something else.
Mathematical. Pythagoras said, there is geometry in the humming of the strings. There is music in the spacing of the spheres.
We can look for mathematical patterns in the music?
Yes, of course.
That still may not be the answer.
But it gives us a place to start. Silva, you're a genius.
Hardly that.
Yeah, hardly that. Anyway, I better get back to capture the flag and see if Fresco is still hiding out.
Stay down, Doctor.
You people have lost what little sense you ever had.
It's just a gunfight, no big deal.
No big deal? I beg to differ.
We're only using the stun setting.
The captain is going to have every one of you in the brig.
He doesn't care. In fact, he joined us a few months ago in the loading dock for a gunfight.
Get me out of here.
Oh, calm down. We're just letting off a bit of steam.
Do it somewhere else, then.
We are going to get that flag.
I take it that means I'm not going to be exchanged?
They changed their minds. They don't want you.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot. That lifts a fella's ego.
Cheer up, Doctor. You're too serious.
I sure am when I'm being shot at.
Get a grip. Ugh.
Maya, you dummy. You just got stunned. Good enough for you.
Ugh, they barely got me.
That shot kicked like a mule. Don't move.
Get your hands off me, Doctor. I have a flag to capture.
Maniacs. Every one of you.
Ow. Those cuffs hurt. I told you that isn't the flag. It was a decoy. Silva!
Are they throwing you in the brig?
I hope not. Tell them my flag was a decoy flag.
It was?
Sure. That was our side's plan.
Is that in the rules?
It is now.
I'm not sure you're playing fair, Fresco.
Me? I'm just following orders. This flag is a fake one.
So where's the real one?
No.
There's a stun gun battle going on the deck below us. This is getting out of hand.
They play for keeps. Look, they have me in cuffs.
Have you tried trading sections of one of the gardens here to get them to let you go?
Are you out of your mind?
It's called a trade.
Whose side are you on?
The one that gets this thing wrapped up in a hurry. The captain will send all of you back to Earth if this gets out of hand.
What? Who is it?
Dr. Keaton.
And?
Things just got out of hand.
I want to go home.
We never say die.
I didn't say that. I said I wanted to go home. Please?
Shut up, wimp.
You're right. It does have a certain melody to it.
But it does not mean that that will lead us to the translation.
I know that.
Calm down, Chandler. I am here to help.
Right. You're right. Sorry. I'm sorry.
A break?
I didn't know neurobots were capable of taking a break.
This one is.
All right. You win. You want something to eat, drink, and need recharging? That last one was a joke.
I see. My circuits don't need recharging. I'll do that this evening.
Me? I'm thirsty.
This may take us some time to translate.
I know. I'm just a little anxious, that's all.
Why?
Because I'm low man on the totem pole in the communications section.
I see. You are hoping for advancement?
Recognition? I want someone to know I'm alive.
We all know you're alive.
That my work matters.
You would not be here if it didn't.
I realize that, Bella. I'm just ambitious. One of my many failings.
You are intelligent. You will advance. Of that I am certain.
Thanks for the compliment.
Only a statement of fact. Question.
Yeah?
The rose.
I told you. A compliment. A gesture, mainly.
Of what?
Of this.
Please, stop. Do not do...
I'm showing you my affection for you, Bella.
I am a neurobot, Chandler. I do not respond to that anymore.
But you did once upon a time, yes?
That is none of your affair.
I'm telling you I like you, Bella. I want to get to know you.
No. I am a colleague, and nothing more.
How boring a life you lead, then.
Yes. I prefer it that way. Do not do that again.
Understood.
I am leaving now.
You should. Go out and be a mechanical person. You're so good at being. No emotions, no wants, no...
Stop! I felt all those things a long time ago.
But not anymore?
A man was in my life. Once. He owned my heart. He left. I turned to substances.
What?
Alcohol. I was on the brink of death.
I see.
You don't.
Yeah, I do, Bella. It's called living life.
Not for me.
So your heart has been removed and replaced with neurotech and wires and circuits?
Yes. And I am still alive.
The alternative?
Was my death.
He must have been some guy.
I will not discuss him. Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
I got it.
Never.
Bella, I got it. Message received. Again, I apologize to you for being interested in you and wanting to know you, for being attracted to you.
Chandler, this conversation is terminated.
I understand, too.
It is better if you and I do not.
Great. Who now?
Maya.
Bella, I'm beginning to think our game of capture the flag has gotten out of hand.
Surprise, surprise.
What is going on?
Oh, broken bones. Lacerations. The doctor's gonna hate me after this.
What do you need?
How's your vocal circuitry?
In top condition.
And its modulation?
Oh, I get it. Good plan, Maya.
I'll find a public address outlet.
We'll find one. Hang in there, Maya.
Doing my best. Maya out.
I promise, it isn't the real flag.
They're getting upset, Fresco.
I can see that. I still can't change it. And it wasn't my idea either.
Whose was it?
I don't know. Who cares?
They care. Very much so.
I understand, but I can't help them. Now what?
Where are you going?
And how about getting me out of these cuffs?
Maya, our deal is now 50-50.
No way.
Yes! After today and this idiocy? Yes!
Doc!
Yes!
All right. Yes. Fine.
This is the captain. Whatever disturbance is going on is to stop immediately. I have a ship to run, not a playground for children. I refuse to see any reports on this incident. I have other things to do, like monitor an alien race down on the surface of the Earth's moon. Captain, out.
Bella, you are a genius.
That was Bella?
Not so loud. And you better get back to the infirmary, Doctor. You're about to have some business.
Oh, no, I'm not. My shift just ended. Your broken bones will have to wait until tomorrow.
Doc, that's cruel.
You better believe it is. Now, please excuse me.
Doctor, Lynn, come on!
Not on your life.
The bums didn't even unlock me out of these cuffs.
Hold still.
There.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now what?
We make sure those idiots don't ever play capture the flag again.
Got anything to drink?
Sure. Have at it.
Why so down, Chandler?
I don't think we'll ever crack the alien's message.
Or Bella?
What? No, you're...
Insightful. Hang in there.
Log entry. Security went wild today. Yet again. They are restless, as most of the crew are. The captain is hiding out on the bridge, and we don't know what's going on. But one thing about it, I hope security is sharp and ready. Something tells me we're going to need them. And soon.
You've been listening to Stagestruck Audio Theater's production of Midnight Angel, Games. In the cast, as Bella, Madison Rhodes, Fresco, Dane Foster, Silva, Amanda Kuhn, Chandler, Trevor Browser, Maya, Katie Smith, Dr. Keaton, Drew Thomas. Original music by Skinny Hightower for Trippin' and Rhythm Records and Vane Productions. Script by Brett Jones. Stagestruck Audio Theater is a production of the Wichita State University Theater Department.